This here rap is a thank you note. Now pick up the beat while I clear my throat. The story begins with a volleyball school word set to music by a white rap bull. A guy, a class of volleyball dream in need of some training, if you know what I mean.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryan. Jade, what was the name of that song?
It's called The Volleyball Rap. We found out at the last minute that we were going to get Molly today, and I didn't have a lot of time to find the perfect bumper song. But
you could have just played On Wisconsin.
No. That's the next segment. Anybody can do that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. It is a big Badger sports weekend. And if you're watching the live stream, you can see that I have my Badger red lipstick on and my Badger sweatshirt on. I did not go to UW-Madison. I am certainly a Badger at heart because my parents both went there, and we've been doing Badger sporting events since I can remember. But this weekend is a big weekend because tonight kicks off the NC2A tournament for the women's volleyball, and the Badgers are the number one seed. And so we thought we'd have a former Badger volleyball player, Molly Haggerty, is joining us, and she is a previous Big Ten Freshman of the Year and three-time All-American outside hitter for the Badgers from 2016 to 2021. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. So you graduated in 2021. So of the team that's playing now, how many of the women did you play with?
So when I was looking back to when I played, I was like, when did I graduate? Because with COVID and everything, it was wild. So I graduated 2021, but that was the spring season. So I was not on the team that won the national championship last year. However, I played with, I want to say, five of the girls.
Okay.
Five, maybe more than that. But I know five for sure.
For sure. And so it's one of those, women's volleyball at Wisconsin, we've always been good, right? We are nationally ranked program regularly. And so having been in their shoes of starting the tournament, what do you think the team is doing / feeling going into today or tonight and the tournament itself?
Yeah, well, being in the players' shoes, I just remember December was my favorite month, not only because my birthday was in it, but because the tournament started. And from the beginning of the season, that's what you're always looking for, is the tournament. You want to win a national championship. So I think the girls right now are probably super, super excited. And I know for a fact that Kelly Sheffield is telling them one game at a time.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the key for this team, especially because I know with their last year's run, like, they have that feeling still of winning the title, and they probably want to feel that again. But it really is important to stay in the mindset of one game at a time, because you never know who you're going to face across the net, and maybe they're going to have their best game of their entire life and entire season. So I think it's key for the team just to really stay in the mindset of one game at a time.
Well, I mean, it's why you play the game, right? An upset can always happen. Just because you go in there thinking that we're the number one seed, things happen if you don't keep your head in the game. And so what are the other teams to look out for people who are going to plan on watching the tournament this year?
Yeah, I think this year, I mean, every single team I know in the Big Ten, there's no night off. I think that's why the Big Ten is so successful, is because it really does set you up for the tournament. But I mean, there's always the Penn State that's good, Nebraska, Texas, who's usually always at the top. You got Florida, Louisville. I mean, there's so many top teams that have only grown since the beginning of the season. And I think this Wisconsin team this year, that has been the biggest thing has stood out to me, is how much they've grown from the first game they played until now. And I think, I mean, I hope that at some point Wisconsin faces Florida, just because I know that when they played in the Kohl Center, they were so pumped. They had a big crowd and they didn't get the win they wanted, but they were a completely different team now. So fingers crossed they play them. But again, one game at a time.
So you've graduated and you live in downtown Chicago, but have you been able to come back from any games since you've graduated?
Yeah, I actually came back to when the banner dropped, which was super exciting. And then there was an alumni weekend, Halloween weekend. So I was with a bunch of old teammates. So it was super fun. And of course, watching the Badgers play, they played Minnesota, which Minnesota is another one that's really good. So seeing them win was awesome. But also just being with old teammates is always special.
Yeah, coming back to Madison's always fun. It's always a good reason to come back and go to the KK or something like that.
Exactly. With my arm, I'll come.
Exactly. And so have you seen much? Because I feel like when I went to college, a lot of my girlfriends played D1 volleyball at UC Berkeley. So I lived through osmosis of their experience of playing volleyball. But like in the years of, I assume you've been playing since you were a kid, but has there been many changes in women's volleyball, like collegiate volleyball, since you can think of when you started versus what you feel like it is now, or has it been pretty consistent?
I would say that it's kind of gone up and down, if I'm being completely honest. When I was younger, I started playing when I was 10 or 11. So just watching volleyball, everything seemed like so high level. So it's kind of funny, like looking back at like old tapes that my parents had of like high school games and stuff. And in the moment, I thought like, oh my gosh, this is like the highest level volleyball that I'm playing right now. And it's funny because like you think it is until you realize there's another level and there's mm-hmm. another intensity. So I think right now the women's volleyball has kind of turned into, I want to say, like a men's style where it's really, really aggressive, strong hitters, a lot of power, girls that are 6'8". However tall. I was one of the shorter ones on the team, so that was a big wake-up call for me.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot. 6'1". And I thought I was pretty tall going in. I'm like, okay, that's not.
I would be a shrimp at 5'10". Jeez.
Yeah.
And so I would be an elf, for heaven's sakes.
But I just think that the level has really just turned up a notch. And I think that they're using back row attack more than they ever have, which really helps out the offense. And like I said, it's just a lot of power that wasn't like that maybe 5 years ago.
Well, it's also very popular. I mean, that was, you at the, I don't know if that overlapped with the game that you said you made it back for, but this year, like they broke a record for as far as attendance for one of the games, right?
Yeah, I believe that was at the Kohl Center. I wasn't able to make it back, but yeah, Nebraska, I think the week before broke the record. And then the next week, Wisconsin came back and broke it right after them. So that was pretty cool to see. And yeah, it's awesome to see volleyball growing. And I know Kelly Sheffield has been a huge part of that and just trying to get volleyball out there on more broadcasts and to be televised more. And they usually don't have a Big Ten media day like they do for men's basketball and men's football, but this year was the first time they had that. So it's just those little steps that really make volleyball stand out more and for people to notice it a little bit more than usual.
Well, it's such a fun sport to watch. It's so fast paced and just the jumping ability that I don't have. But so since I always think it's interesting for competitive athletes who decide to hang it up either after college, because I think what I learned from my dad is like at some point, every athlete's athletic career comes to an end. And so how has it been moving on past being such a dominant volleyball player in college?
Yeah, it's been a lot. I've had 3 of my siblings played Division I sports, so they kind of warned me of when you're done, it's going to be tough to process. And I mean, that's all you've ever known is being an athlete, so it's going to kind of take your identity away from you. I sadly had to kind of be forced to be done with volleyball because I ended up hurting my back again. And for anyone that doesn't know, I got back surgery my freshman year. So then I found out once I went overseas to play in Italy that I injured my back again. So it was kind of like, okay, this is probably a time to hang up the jersey. So it was definitely hard for me to process. Yeah. I mean, now it's been a while, so it's gotten better. But there's always part of me that just looks back at all of the memories and wishes that could have gone longer. But I mean, that was a chapter of my life. It closed, but just kind of excited to have a new chapter in my life and just see where it goes.
What are you working on now?
I'm sure my parents are listening and would love to know that. But I'm thinking that I do want to go into coaching. That's okay. Always been a dream of mine. And I've talked with, you know, Kelly Sheffields and Gary White and Brittany Dildine a little bit about that. So currently I'm actually nannying downtown Chicago because my major was human development and family studies. And I really love interacting and just teaching younger kids. So I was missing that part kind of in my life. So I have that balance of kind of doing what I used to do and then kind of still trying to find that hole that is missing. And that's kind of just being a part of a team. And even though I wouldn't be a player on the team, I think just being on that whatever staff I'd be on and just kind of being with a group makes you feel like you're on a team again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Molly, I've always believed that baseball players are the most suspicious or superstitious rather among the sports. Did your squad have any rituals or things you always did before a game or lucky socks or I don't know, a lucky sports bra or whatever?
That showering.
I always had to put my left shoe on before my right. And it's weird because I never like had any like type of things I would do before a game where I'm like, I have to do this. But then I think it was my junior year and Tiffany Clark, who I used to play with, she was a libero on our team and she wouldn't wash her knee pads.
Oh.
And as much as we all were like, oh my gosh, this is ruining the locker room smell. We're like, okay, we're winning. Like, don't wash them. So that was one of them I remember was Tiffany Clark's, but I didn't really have anything other than I had to put my left shoe on before my right. So random. Don't know why, but yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it got you a three-time All-American outside hitter. So, and fresh Big Ten freshman of the year. And so clearly something was working, but Molly Haggerty, thank you so much for joining us today. This was really fun. Go Badgers. And maybe, I don't know, who knows it. Maybe we'll see you on the coaching bench at some point.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. Molly Haggerty is a previous Big Ten Freshman of the Year and three-time All-American outside hitter who played for the Badgers women's volleyball team from 2016 to 2021. You can catch them tonight at 7 p.m. Go Badgers. All right. Thanks so much. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Conditioning and drills at length plus core positioning for overall strength. Complete the class with a chalk talk session, then play the part of the six-man lesson.
Show me how to play.